It's been 80 years since World War II ended for Australia when Japan formally surrendered, an event also known as VJ Day. Max Barry, now aged 101, was a young airman in the Royal Australian Air Force, and in 1945, his aircraft was shot down over northern France. The young pilot from Beaufort, Victoria, had a certain skill which saved his life. Speak some French. Powered Media's Emma Myers with the story.
I wanted to learn to fly. It was part of my wish to learn to fly, and that's the way to get in.
Can you describe the day your plane was shot down?
Well, we'd been bombing some railway yards in France and west of Cherbourg, west of the peninsula. Suddenly, big flames were coming past port side, about a metre away from where I was sitting. So I alerted the pilot that we were on fire. The mid-upper gunner did the same. The engineer took action to put the flames out. The pilot was no longer able to control the aircraft, so he ordered us to bail out. Hatch was open. I couldn't get out, so I got back into the aircraft quickly and faced forward and pushed myself out through the door. Floated down in the dark in my parachute.
Wow, that's incredible. Were you scared? What were you feeling in that moment?
I was wondering what was going to happen to down below in the dark, and I felt the branches of the tree and I was on the ground.
You spent a month hiding in a barn? You spent a month hiding from the Germans?
I walked north 4 weeks, talking to the French people. Fortunately, I'd learnt French at school. My French was better than usual because a lady in the town who originally came from Switzerland took the leaving class. So we walked into the gate and talked only French for an hour, and that was helpful a year later.
I read that you were hiding in a farmhouse.
I'd been to a small village and no Germans around, so I knocked on the door and a lady came out. So she came out with a big jug of milk and said, "How much do you like, 1 litre or two?" I didn't know what a litre was, but those days, but two sounded better than one. So I took two and drank a lot. She was surprised. She seemed friendly, so I told her I was an English airman on the run. She said, "We have a farm down that lane. If you go there, we'll leave some food out at night for you." And that's what they did.
Was it a clean barn? Were there mice running around? What were the accommodations?
I was upstairs in the first level. I was there for about a week before the boy who worked on the farm came down early in the morning and said, "Get out quickly because the Germans were in the village." So I grabbed my bag and took off. And about three fields away, a German army man said, "Halt." We spoke in French. My French was better than his for a while, but then he said, "Papier, papier." I had no papier, no papers. I was then arrested, walked up to a small town nearby and interrogated by a German army captain. The next day, they handed me over to the Luftwaffe people. I was then taken to an interrogation place near Paris and became a POW.
What were your first thoughts when you heard that the war had ended?
Oh, well, I'd be able to get on my way home.
Were you still in the camp when you heard?
19th of January, 45, all our people were marched out to 3:30 in the morning to walk towards Germany. It was very cold, snow everywhere. We walked about 20 k's that morning. The next day, we had to take off again early.
And it's been 80 years since the end of the war. Does it feel that way to you?
Well, the years passed quickly.
Having lived over 100 years, witnessing and experiencing various world events, do you think society learns from the past, or do we just go in a circle?
Well, I suppose we certainly learned some things, that the Nazi system wasn't suitable for us, and fortunately we were able to change, to stop that.
What do you make of what's happening today in the world?
Well, it's a bit difficult to know. Mr. Trump is quite unpredictable and he tends to throw his weight around.
Australian veteran Max Barry speaking with Powered Media's Emma Myers.